The wind whooshed downward like the massive broom tips of some giant maid, frantically sweeping the dirty mist under the old rug of gray clouds looming above the sound of a frothing sea far off in the distance. And the filthy top layer of dusty black sand came to life, slowly tumbling over itself and tumbling over and over, nervously popping upwards in higher and higher bounces like fleas, collectively taking flight like an albatross, scraping along the ocean top, then gliding through a trough, then skimming a peak, then gliding again, then skimming again, then gliding again, until finally cupping a generous gust of wind only to be its captive and forced to soar wherever it wanted to blow. And it blew toward the lone figure hunched under the abandoned lifeguard tower like a penguin in a blizzard, waiting for it to pass. And the wood wept its saturated tears upon his hair as he gazed out at the calamitous beauty of the place that reviled his presence and wished him gone to no avail before succumbing to his patience and painting the faint brushstrokes of a rainbow, descending from the clouds to let spears of sunlight pierce the ground and halt the wind and pin the sand. And the man walked out to where the ocean reached toward him and stretched like taffy to create a mirror that reflected the clearing sky above. And he walked atop the mirror towards the foamy wall of where the ocean peaked and tumbled and thrashed down upon itself. And then he stood where its powerful hands pulled his heels like a desperate lover, beckoning him to join her out far beyond where his eyes could see.